The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. You can talk to us about whatever happens to be on your mind. We have been discussing, actually at some point tonight, gun restrictions, Ferguson, the situation there. Apparently the cop is now doing, their fundraisers being done for the cop. And we talked about that. Plus, you can, of course, bring up anything you want. We talked about the patent troll, and we still have to get back into that. Ellen started out the show with a story about Adam Carolla, who is not the troll. He's the one who's being attacked by the troll. And we had sort of an update from that case from the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
But only the good part, not the bad and ugly yet.
We got to get to the bad part of the story. We will do that. Your calls come first, however, and we have Abel on the line in, I presume he's in New Hampshire, via Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Abel.
We are in New Hampshire, and Grafton, no less, actually. So it's a special place, I think, for us all here. But I want to say that... businesses of the people, they have been so brainwashed to love police officers. They are, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, there couldn't be anything wrong these people are doing, you know, and they bank on that, you know. People, They kill themselves. There are plenty of suicides out there. Right in Bedford, New Hampshire, the guy who stole the leather jacket that had the insignia of the cop motorcycle club.
Now wait a minute. Point of clarification: the guy you're talking about, this was a news story from a year or two ago, and this guy was a cop, wasn't he?
Bedford, right.
This guy was a cop who stole a jacket.
I mean, right.
And he's killed himself?
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Wow.
There were two people that were being charged in this case, and one of the two committed suicide before the trial.
Were both of them cops, or just the one that committed suicide?
I believe they were both cops.
Interesting. All right, go ahead.
There was also a suicide in Michigan, northern lower peninsula. I can't remember the details of it, but the father of the young man that was killed by the police, you know, in some pretty questionable situation, the guy had money from the settlement. I mean, there was a civil rights settlement. And police officer killed himself. The fact is that even what we may think is social psychopaths, operating as police officers are, you know, they're vulnerable to their own mess and to not actually, you know, the fact is this Michael Brown, the Phillips should give this to that family. They're without a son.
Should give what? I'm sorry. Who's Phillips should give what now?
Isn't Phillips the name of the cop? Wasn't that
his name? No, Darren Wilson.
Wilson. I'm sorry.
You're saying that he should give the money, that the over $200,000 that was raised, to the family of the man he killed?
That would be just
Abel, thanks for the call tonight. We've got to let you go. You've got a jittery call tonight. It might be the internet out there in the woods and so hot this evening, calling us from Grafton, New Hampshire, which is really kind of in the middle of nowhere. Like,
yes.
You want to be away from everything. Grafton is a great place to be. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but I share some of his concerns with these cop lovers. I mean, these people who They cannot believe the police could do something wrong, and when faced with evidence of the police doing something wrong, they just simply deny it.
Well, they can't deal with the cognitive dissonance.
Right.
They don't want to accept they're wrong.
Now, what does that mean, a cognitive dissonance? What does that mean?
That's basically when you believe something and then suddenly you see proof that what you believed was not true. And, like, in your mind, you see the degree of separation that the idea that you hold and the reality. And basically, you can't handle the difference, so you just reject it.
Because you don't want to be wrong, right? I mean, isn't
right.
that kind of where
it's a matter
where it comes
of ego,
from?
Really. Like, is it more important to you to be right or to know the truth?
Great question. And a lot of people don't want to know what the truth is. And I don't know what the truth is in the case of Michael Brown. I wasn't there. And there's no video of the actual shooting, as far as I understand. I've heard there's an aftermath video, which I haven't seen yet.
I saw one aftermath video where somebody had walked up, presumably several minutes after the incident had happened, because they already had the entire street blocked off with mm-hmm. police tape, and he's there videotaping, and you can hear some people that are nearby, one of whom saw what happened, and he's sort of giving a play-by-play of this is what happened.
Gotcha.
And he's like, wait, so if he was walking away, why is his body facing back towards the car? They're like, oh, he turned around.
He turned around during the shooting.
During the shooting.
Yeah, I did see a video of the aftermath. It was some woman that lived in the apartment above right where he was shot. And she didn't get footage of the actual shooting, but mm-hmm. it was immediately afterwards, like seconds after she heard the shots firing, she went and grabbed her camera and started filming what she saw. And basically what you see in the video footage is Michael Brown's body lying on the ground, and there's two police officers there, and one of them is Wilson, the guy who shot him,
right.
And he's looking around bewildered, like looking at the body, looking away, taking really strange stances. You know, he looks very uncomfortable, just bewildered.
It can't be easy. I mean, even as a psychopath, I mean, I guess for a psychopath it could be easy, but taking somebody's life for the average person is not an easy thing to do,
and how
I'm
does
sure.
he explain that away to the cop who's standing right next to him? Like, he's probably traumatized and also scared because he knows that he did something wrong and he's got to find a way to solve it.
Now, Daryl, there was something, there were a couple things you pointed out during a break, I think it was during the top of the hour news, about the Michael Brown allegations, because we had a guy call in last hour who was suggesting that he had robbed the store, and I said, well, there was some video footage that suggests maybe it wasn't him that was robbing the store
right.
of the cigars, and you had come across some other information about
that.
Yeah,
so he said that it was a 7-Eleven. It was, in fact, the caller had said it was a 7-Eleven. Was actually a locally owned market by the name of the Ferguson Market.
Mm-hmm.
The person that called 911 was not the clerk and was not the owner of the store. Another angle of surveillance video shows the person that, you know, allegedly stole this box of cigars putting money on the counter before attempting to leave. And then the other video camera shows where he grabs the guy by the shirt and pushes him back. And it was during the incident where he grabbed the guy by the shirt and pushed him back that one of the customers in the store called 911.
Now, who was it he grabbed by his shirt? Do we know?
That, I believe, was the clerk.
And what was that over? I mean, does anybody have any idea?
There was one report, presumably from somebody that was there, that said that he thought that the person was upset over being carded. And then there are discrepancies about the clothing that was being worn by the person in the video and Michael Brown. The person in the video is obviously wearing flip-flops. Michael Brown was not wearing flip-flops.
Interesting. And it wasn't long after the incident.
It was 10 minutes.
Right. Between the robbery and the shooting, there wasn't much time that elapsed.
Right.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Right. And the officer didn't even have the report of the call by the time that he had run into Michael Brown.
Right.
Well, that's what one side claims, and the other claim is that that he had gotten the report and
right.
that he was aware.
But that still begs the question of, is murder the appropriate response to a theft of, alleged theft of a $49.96 box of cigars that neither the owner nor the clerk thought was important enough to call 911 about.
Because apparently they got paid. You said he slapped down some money on the counter.
Yes.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free here to 855-453. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark is going to be heading out to the first annual Marijuana Investment Conference in Houston on September 8th. He's going to be out there mingling and finding out what the trends are in the ancient and burgeoning field of marijuana. The market's new and wide open, and lots of people are going to be making, and already are, making lots of money. Now, this is not a pothead convention with bongs on sale. This is MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com. It's focused exclusively on bringing investors and legalized marijuana businesses together to create opportunities and grow the sector. And this is an exciting business that it really is exploding right now. Yeah, it's in Colorado and Washington today, but 2 years from now, there may be more states where we see legalized cannabis. Maybe we'll see New Hampshire one of these days as well.
So, well, you've got, what, 20 states right now that have
medical?
The medical usage?
20-something, I think, like 22, 23, something like that. So, yeah, this is an opportunity, and serious business people and investors are the folks you're going to find here at this conference, and it is priced accordingly. So go and check it out. It's going to be happening in Houston at the Westin on September 8th. That's the Westin Memorial City on September 8th. And then you can go and learn more over at MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com. Use coupon code FTL. And Mark is going to be there at the Marijuana Investment Conference, the very first one in Houston, September 8th. So MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com. As we go to the phones here, we talk to Blake in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Blake.
Howdy.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right. I heard you guys were just talking about the whole Mike Brown thing. So when they first came out,
can you back away from your phone? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you like back off your phone maybe an inch or two or something like that? It's very distorted.
Okay, is it better now?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, so I heard you guys talking about the whole Mike Brown thing. I just found out about the show through watching that Never Get Busted DVD. You guys were talking about what happened in the gas station. When that story first came out, I saw...
I'm not aware of anything happening in a gas station.
No, you're talking about the convenience store?
Yeah, convenience store or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Well, when that story first came out, I saw a screenshot of, you know, the images of him pushing the guy away and all that junk. Well, when I looked at it, it doesn't look anything like the guy, and if you zoom in and look at the timestamp, I'm pretty sure it says a different date than the time that he got shot.
It could be that the date's wrong on the system, or, I mean, you would think the police could screw it up, no doubt, but would they really botch it up that bad where they would release video footage from a day that wasn't even the day in question?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe they were in a panic.
I wouldn't put it past them.
It could be.
Exactly. And what do you guys think about the whole rioting thing right now? How does that make you feel?
What's happening with it? I haven't seen the news today. I know that there were some issues earlier this week, but I don't know much about what's happened within the last 24 hours.
Let me answer the question real quick. I support people going out and protesting to, you know, try to advance the point and bring attention to what is going on. But I do not condone the destruction of property in the course of doing so.
Yeah, I couldn't get behind that either, like using violent and angry methods in order to achieve something that's supposed to be, you know, a good thing. You know, like if you're trying to reduce police violence and bring awareness to that, then... You know, committing crimes on a daily basis is really not a good way to do that. That's making you seem less credible.
I completely and thoroughly agree with that. I feel like Ferguson as a community has made themselves look very ignorant. I've seen several videos of people looting stores and stealing like rims and stuff. Like what kind of good does that do? You know what I mean? Like,
nothing.
That just makes you guys look horrible as a community. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean by you guys and a community. So, what are you referring to there?
I mean Ferguson as a community. I mean, I understand people.
I don't look at people as a group. I look at individuals, and you know what I see there are individuals who are using this
controversy as the cover for utilizing this as an opportunity to essentially rob and destroy property. So that doesn't say anything to me about a community. It just says that, like a lot of communities, there are some bad people in this one.
Right. Like, yeah, these people that are looting are probably going to do that anyway. It's just that now they have an excuse to.
All right, I guess not as a whole community. I just think it's kind of ignorant, and they're just literally using this as an excuse to hit a lick, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's...
No, there's
really
no doubt
wrong.
About that.
I feel like
some people
wouldn't stand for that at all. I feel like he wouldn't be happy about that.
That there are some people that use a sports team winning a championship as a reason to go overturn police cars, set things on fire, and break windows.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, when I've seen the sports videos of people, the hooligans or whatever, just destroying things, I found myself wondering, did their team lose? No, turns out a lot of times the team wins and they go crazy like that.
Yeah.
So.
Either way, whether it's good or bad, people want a reason to riot.
It's
apparently
wrong.
It's,
I mean, it's clearly not the right thing to do. But when you grow a movement to the point where it's large, the thing is you lose control. I mean, as soon as you get past 10 people, you probably it's out of your control.
Yeah.
I mean, when people start to show up to something and then they do things you don't like, if you're in a public place, there's very little you can do besides distance yourself and say, whoa, that's not me. I'm not with those people. I don't appreciate that. You can speak out to them, but I also wouldn't blame somebody for being afraid of these criminals. I mean, these guys might shoot you. Who knows? They're probably just cowardly thieves, but you don't know. I mean, you certainly don't want to jump in there and try to rescue the business owner's stuff, because do you really want to put yourself on the line for a barbecue grill?
Right. And Ian, I think one reason you haven't seen anything the last couple of days is the police out there in Ferguson are doing everything they can to separate the media from the protest.
Really?
Where they're having the media staging areas blocks away from where the protests are happening. They have a new policy that protesters are not allowed to stand still, that you must be moving at all times.
Wow.
So the video that came out Tuesday night where the one officer was pointing his gun at members of the media, those were people that had snuck in with the protesters.
Oh, wow. And that's where the cop said, I'm going to effing shoot
you. I'm going to effing kill you.
Yeah.
And somebody said, what's your name? And he said, go F yourself. And luckily, that police officer has been indefinitely suspended.
Go ahead, Blake.
I'm not a huge fan of the cops to begin with. I'm really not. But looking at it from their point of view, when you have so many ignorant people burning down buildings and, you know,
how many buildings have been burned down? Hold on.
Well, one building has been burned down.
One building. All right, hang on. Blake, we'll let you come back here in a moment. I know you're new to the show. We'll come back with you if you don't mind. Hang on, bring it back. Blake has actually just found Free Talk Live by watching Never Get Busted, which I think on his second DVD, Barry Cooper actually included a little Free Talk Live advertisement again, which was awesome. We do love ourselves some Barry Cooper here, or at least I do. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-642-64.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want by dialing toll-free here. It's that simple, 855-450-FREE. There's no ridiculous call screening process. In fact, we really don't want to know very much in advance about what you want to talk about. Just, you know, a brief subject will be sufficient. That way we know what you're calling in about. A lot of talk shows will get into a lot of detail with you on the call screening side. We don't do that stuff. We just want to know where you're from, what your name is, what you want to talk about very briefly. And we'll get you on the air, and you can talk about anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We've got Blake on the line in Illinois. He was actually watching the Never Get Busted DVD, one of them. I think there's been two or three of them. Blake, which one were you watching, do you recall?
I was watching the Never Get Raided.
Never Get Raided. I think that was his second.
Which I found to be very informational.
Yeah, you know, Barry Cooper is a great guy. I've had the chance to spend some time with him in person. He actually came up here with his wonderful wife, Candy, before
That's
they...
Awesome.
Yeah, years before they left the country. They're now living in Mexico, as you may be aware, having to have left after the Cop Busters series.
Get harassed, I guess.
Yeah,
something.
He did a series called Cop Busters. It's Cop Busters with a K, where they basically did reverse sting operations on the police and got them to.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's really cool.
Yeah,
it's basically him catching them do illegal raids and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly, and they didn't like that very much, so they came after his kids, and when he got his kids back, they left the country, so you can't blame him for that. But great guy, and he's just become more hardcore towards freedom over time as well, which has been kind of fun to watch. So go and check him out at NeverGetBusted.com. But Blake, you were talking about, I don't even know why we held you over at this point. I didn't take any notes, so what were you talking about?
About the thing in Ferguson and the media being segregated from the protesters.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was being censored. There was a claim about buildings being burned down.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were saying buildings had been burned down, and you were sort of grouping everybody in together.
a building that has been burned down. But there's been several buildings that have been looted. Like, I've seen people, you know, come out with rims. Like, what is looting a rim store going to do to help that? But my last point basically was, there's, you know what I mean? There's so many people jumping on this bandwagon right now because it's with, like, conspiracy theories and things. There's so many teenagers that don't have, like, a lot to do with their life. And, you know, it makes them feel good to be a part of something.
Is it teenagers who are out causing the destruction? I mean, I haven't seen a lot of the footage, so I imagine a number of them are. But is it also – I would imagine a lot of young men in their 20s are probably involved as well.
Yeah, totally. Well, I just feel like there's been so many people on this bandwagon and this protest has been going on so long. I'm not a huge fan of the cops, but if I was a cop and I was working there right now, I would probably be pretty frustrated too. Like, I can look at it from their point of view.
Well, the cops have no one to blame but themselves. I mean, look, there's no doubt. I agree with you that the people who are looting out of control, that's totally unnecessary and destructive, and shame on those people. And it's wrong, and they need to make right and make good and all that. Of course, it can be difficult to do that because, you know, unless you got the video footage and it's crystal clear, you probably don't know who's doing it.
Well, if you're shooing people along, and you see somebody not carrying a flat-screen television or something that had been looted from one of the stores that they just passed by, that person probably has not looted anything.
It's probably a good indicator.
So, you know, don't arrest that person. You look for the person that's carrying something out of the store being looted.
Yeah.
So, I get where you're coming from there. And looting is definitely bad. The police don't have anyone to blame but themselves on this situation. I mean, it's the police who have for many years, and you know this as somebody who's watching Never Get Busted, the police have threatened and intimidated and arrested, kidnapped, destroyed lives. They have ruined people's lives over this insane war on drugs. And that's why people in urban areas are smart. They're wise to the police. They know better than to talk to the cops. They know better than to interact with them. They know that they're out there looking to put them in handcuffs. They're not looking to protect and serve them. They're looking to arrest them and pad their arrest records and keep the money flowing into the department from the feds and the state and all that. So, I mean, if the police for decades had not been enforcing this insane war on drugs and arresting everybody's brother and sister and mom and dad, then maybe people would have a warmer spot in their heart for them. Maybe people wouldn't be afraid of them. Maybe people wouldn't be pushing back because they would feel like the police are their friends. And
now they're resorting to... hold on one second, Blake. They're resorting to, you know, like military-style weaponry, such as the Bearcats and other armored personnel carriers, to wind up driving around a protest area. They've got cops that are just randomly pointing weapons at people that are walking down the street near a protest where, you know, a lot of times you're not seeing looting happening. You're seeing a cop pointing a weapon at somebody. You've got journalists that are being shot with beanbag rounds, shot with tear gas. And then you've got the captain of the highway patrol saying, "We don't know who's a journalist and who's not."
So, yeah, I mean, go ahead, Blake.
I totally understand what you're saying about, you know, people being afraid of the cops because they're my worst fear. For 2 years of my life, when I was 13 years old, I had a cop terrorize me every night for 2 years straight because my mother's a lesbian and she got with another woman whose ex-husband was a cop.
Oh, and, no.
So he
can have you saying those things on the radio. Sorry. This is a radio show. Sorry about that. Well, it sounded like he was really passionate about the issue, and I appreciate that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and what he was telling us was this, that he, you know, his mom was a lesbian, and she was with a lady who was at one time with a cop. And you don't want to be on the bad end of an angry cop who's
and can
jealous.
You blame him for cursing about it?
Nope.
Like, being harassed for 2 years every single night for something like that?
I believe him, too. I don't know the guy, but I believe him. Sounds totally plausible. We continue here. Your calls, thoughts, welcome. This is Bill. He's in Oklahoma City. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings, everyone. I have been listening and watching various news media, and of course, participating in civil discussion on social media. And one of the questions that kept popping up was, you know, why do people loot or do violent things during civil unrest? And the only plausible answer I can come up with myself, and maybe you guys have a different take, it'd be interesting to find out, is that a lot of what goes on television is a direct reflection of how poorly the municipalities, state, and ultimately the federal government run. And I cite the taxes and how they work as an example. A lot of people feel that the police department down in Ferguson is doing a lot of bad things. Unfortunately, you got small businesses, medium-sized businesses, what have you, that want to conduct commerce in the city of Ferguson. And in order to do that, they've got to play this little tax game with the city of Ferguson. Of course, the tax money gets divvied up, and it goes to, you know how all the tax works. It gets divvied up to all the different services that are supposed to be there for the people on behalf of the city. If the tax system was changed to where you could opt out, say, you take taxes every year, you look at the performance of the police department and say, well, I really don't agree with what they've done this last year.
I love that idea. I think it'd be great if people could opt out of paying for different departments, different programs that they don't value, and I think that maybe we can see something like that happen someday if we get enough people who care about freedom to move to New Hampshire and get active so we can actually see society change in a more freedom-oriented direction. I fully support that idea, Bill, and I thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, I still want to get to this Electronic Frontier Foundation, Electronic Freedom Foundation.
Frontier, right? Foundation.
Frontier Foundation.
EFF. Just call them the EFF.
The EFF. Anyway, I want to hear the bad part of the story that Ellen has teased earlier tonight, much earlier tonight. Hopefully we'll get into that here in moments. Of course, we'll also take your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
deal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you at 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our site. If you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live in a variety of different ways. One of them is by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The $5 a month that it costs is money that we will invest into the show, get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board. In fact, I've been stacking up. I've got my to-do list here. I've been stacking up more stations to add in one batch just because, Daryl, you've been so busy on the phones. We've had more stations coming in this summer, I think, than probably last year alone. I don't know. It seems like it's been quite a bit. And so I'll be adding another batch of like five new radio stations to our list. So it's going well. And it's going great because of the AMP program. If it weren't for the AMP program, I wouldn't be able to afford to pay you, Daryl, to do affiliate relations for the show. And you've been doing a great job on it. So thank you for that. And welcome aboard to all our new listeners out there. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help get behind the show. We don't just advertise to radio stations. We also advertise online through Google AdWords. And so we try to bring internet listeners on board as well. Plus, we're up on satellite across North and Central America as well as Africa, but most of Africa. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. And coming up here in just over 2 months, Keenvention. It's back in its second year, the second annual Keenvention, and I hope it continues on. I mean, obviously, we'll have to assess after this year to see how things go. We had about over 100 people attend last year, and I was really, really happy with the amount of attendance. It was actually large enough to be like to feel like a convention, but small enough to where it was intimate that you yes. could actually talk to everyone at the convention. You could know who everyone is, and that's a cool thing. So it's a lot of fun to do Keenvention. I spent some time on it doing some organizing this week. We announced Lauren Rumpler as the host of the ladies panel at Keenvention, and also, let's see, Mark Warden is going to be hosting the legislative panel. Now, Mark, for those of you who don't know, is the two-time Legislator of the Year as awarded by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He got A-plus ratings by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance two years.
For those keeping track, he's only served two terms, which means that 50% of the time that he was a legislator, he was the legislator of the year.
He is, I think, a fine man to head up the legislative panel, so it'll be interesting to see who he selects to be on that panel. And if you missed it last year, you can go and get videos of all the panels and discussions, the panels, the speeches. It's all there on keenbenchin.info. You can go and watch the whole thing for free. So go check that out. It's $60, gets you in for the entire weekend. Keenbenchin.info. Ellen, we started the show out this, you know, the first hour by talking about this story that you have from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF.org, about Adam Carolla being attacked by this patent troll. And apparently there's been a settlement in the case, but it's sealed, so you can't know what the terms of the settlement are. EFF sort of speculates as to what they think the settlement involves, which is Adam Carolla paying no money, at least to the patent troll. But you were going to get into this, the bad part of the story, because they term this the good, the bad, and the ugly. So the good
right.
news is that the patent troll is likely going to stop going after podcasters at this
Yay.
Point.
Right. Well, they suffered a decent amount of damages just from legal fees. And, you know, basically Carolla is showing that it's not worth the money to go against podcasters because they have such a wide support base. And, The company that is attacking them, Personal Audio, they clearly just don't have an understanding of the industry, you know, even though they're the ones that supposedly own the patent for podcasting.
Yeah.
So, to get into the bad part of this story, by settling now, Carolla gives up the chance to make Personal Audio pay his fees. If a defendant wins on the merits, it can get fees in extraordinary cases. Winning fees would be a huge deterrent to future litigation from Personal Audio.
That's true.
Although the Supreme Court recently made it somewhat easier for victorious defendants to get fees, it is still a challenge. Moreover, the judge has a lot of discretion, and this case was in the Eastern District of Texas, a forum generally considered quite friendly to trolls, which I've actually heard about this a little bit, where this specific district in Texas is where most patent troll litigation it takes place.
Because the judges are friendly there.
Right.
Makes sense.
Carolla's team likely made the calculation that fees would be a long shot. Even more important, Carolla also loses the opportunity to invalidate the patent. If the case had gone to trial, he would have argued that the patent was invalid because the so-called invention was described or made obvious by other people's work before Personal Audio filed its patent. Carolla would have been able to use more prior art at trial than EFF. Challenges at the patent office are limited to printed publications.
So EFF is not suing, really. They're going after this patent troll's patent in this case. And what they're saying is their evidence that they can bring into play in this case in this administrative hearing at the patent office, because they're challenging the patent with the patent office, not in court.
Right.
So what they're saying is only printed materials would be acceptable, whereas in Carolla's case, he could enter in all kinds of evidence.
Well, he could also bring in, you know, witnesses. Okay, so tell me, on this day, how did you create the .mp3 file?
Yeah. Right, it's a ridiculous claim. As Charles Duan at Public Knowledge recently explained, if Carolla had won the invalidity issue, he would have defeated Personal Audio for all podcasters. A troll can't sue with patent claims that have been invalidated by court.
Right. They could come back, is what they're pointing out.
Right. So
not necessarily after Carolla,
right,
but against other people. So they could come after Free Talk Live.
They could try. I got nothing to give them, though. Yeah. I don't own anything.
For now, the television companies are still in the case and are headed to trial in September. If they don't settle and they win on invalidity, then they would also defeat Personal Audio for the entire public. And EFF's challenge at the patent office will continue. So Personal Audio's claim to own podcasting is not necessarily saved by the settlement. But the ugly part, or the most disappointing aspect of today's settlement, is how unsurprising it is. Almost every defendant, no matter how strong their case, ends up settling with patent troll. Litigation patent cases is extraordinarily expensive. Yeah, litigating patent cases is extraordinarily expensive. Carolla raised almost $500,000, and that still would not have been enough to fund a case through trial.
Crazy.
Trolls know this and use the cost of defense to extort settlements. In rare cases where someone shows a willingness to fight the end, The troll will often save its patent at the last moment with a walk-away deal. This is likely what happened in Cruella's case, and also what happened when infamous patent troll Lodsys, I don't know how you say that.
Sounds right, Lodsys.
Settled for nothing with Kaspersky Lab to avoid trial. I'm not really sure what Kaspersky Lab is.
I think that's an antivirus company.
Probably another patent troll.
Yeah, I don't know what the case was in that case. So what they're saying there is that even if you hold out to almost going to trial, that they'll walk away. They'll do this walk away deal at the very end.
I wonder
but
if...
Right. It'll be interesting to see what the details are on this case. And why did he settle?
Right. No, and we'll find that out in the beginning of September. I think that's when it's being released.
I wonder if it's one of those things to where the defendant is not able to object to the other party leaving the case.
Well, that was true. There was a headline a little while back from the patent troll saying that they were going to bail on the case, essentially. So, yeah, how would the defendant be able to force him to stay?
Filed something with the court. We no longer wish to continue this trial.
Right.
As the defendant, you could file something to the judge saying, no, I want to take this to court. They're in a district that is very friendly to trolls, according to this article. So the judge is going to be like, dismissed.
Right. Oh, the judge had already got their filing fee in the case. Why would they care about going all
judge
the way to the
judge doesn't care.
End?
He's getting paid one way or the other. He gets paid whether he hears a case or not.
Well, again, which makes me wonder, why did they go to settlement? Instead of this patent troll just bailing on the case, which wouldn't have been a settlement, why did it go to settlement? Who's benefiting from this settlement?
Well, I think they're both just saving their skins a little bit because, you know, if they end it now, then neither one of them are going to have to continue paying all of these exorbitant fees.
True, and but they could end it by just ending it.
Well,
Darryl
it could also
out.
Be something to where the judge says, okay, before I dismiss this,
you have to settle.
You have to go to an arbitrator and could write be. Up an agreement.
Right, and it was sealed, or it was under, I forget what the term was used in the beginning of the article, but the terms of the settlement are not public. And you said that in September, there's a certain deadline
September,
where they can discuss the case, but I don't know if that means they'll be able to discuss the terms of the settlement. In a lot of cases, the settlements are always locked down. In my case in Palmer, Massachusetts, it was not locked down, so we were able to talk all about what happened.
Woohoo!
Yeah, well, out of time for tonight. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl at his website, fpp.cc. See you tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic pre-finished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Velawood pre-finished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.